Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Beautiful Disasters. This is a pod that we're going to talk about everything and anything about womanhood. We're going to talk about self-care, skin health, of course, and we're going to talk about authenticity, beauty, and purpose. I'm so excited to be your host. My name is Mara, so I hope you like this episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the second episode of this pod. My name is Mara again. Hello, everybody. I hope everybody is doing great. I hope everyone had their lovely holiday. And I'm so excited to drop this pod because this is my second episode. And I'm just been really busy. My family visited me here and it was an amazing holiday. I was so happy. And today, I know it's New Year and a lot of us are thinking about how our vision board's gonna look like. We're thinking about setting up our goals for this year, and we even have like our typical or our regular New Year resolution. So I know all of us are trying to be our best and to get back in shape after a whole eating and a lot of things that we're taking and drinking during the holidays. So yes, and I want to talk about today about rebranding yourself. I know we have those vision boards. I know we have those goals that we want to set up. However, I felt that personally, since I'm doing that for so many years, I have a journal. I'm a very journal girl and I've been doing that, but I feel like, yes, I somehow achieved some of the goals that I have. I was able to do things and change things in myself. However, I feel like there's something more about it. I feel like apart from having those goals or those visions that we have, it's really good to be more intentional and look at the person that we are becoming. And because I feel like, okay, I reached the goal, I reached this certain goal, but did that thing change me? Was the process changed me or made me a better version of myself? So I feel like I want to like put this in a title called like rebranding yourself. So this year it's going to be the same you, but it's going to be better you. It's going to be a rebrand of you. And I think terms like reinventing yourself is a good thing. I like that term. And I also like rebranding. Well, it's more of like a marketing thing, but I'm going to use that, okay? Because, I mean, I think reinventing is a deeper thing. I mean, I want to talk about that probably soon, but I want to do a rebranding thing this new year. And one thing I want to also like share is that every time I make some goals, if I set up goals or like if I do have a list of my New Year resolution, I feel like the common denominator of all those things is me. And we all wanted to achieve those steps. I wanted to achieve those goals. But at the end of the day, I feel like I want to like focus more on myself. I want to like change me in a better way through that process and not just, you know, just achieving the goals and that's it. But it's the same thing. So yeah. And one example that I feel that changed me since I started thinking about, oh, I want to do rebranding myself, I want to like really change myself into a better version of myself, as an example, was last year, 2024, it was February, and then I decided to sign up for the gym membership. Can you imagine that? I signed up the first time I signed up for a gym membership. So I did that not just because I want to look good. I mean, I think that's the bonus part of it, which is I want that too. But I feel like I decided to sign up in the gym, not just to work out, but to actually be able to show up for my health. And that's one thing that I realized, that yes, we set goals, but what is like the deeper reason why we're setting up and want to achieve those goals? So that is rebranding. I feel like we kind of like just rebrand yourself this year. And I want to talk about being focused on yourself too, that oftentimes we are so focused on our goals, we're focused on the things that we have to do, that we have to achieve, but we're not really like being so mindful about ourselves. We're not being so like focused on what really makes us happy. Okay, like it's good to have that goal, but it's also different when you focus on yourself and you become better, and at the same time you enjoy the journey and the process of achieving those goals. So first things first, I want to say that this year we can rebrand how we think about ourselves. Like you can rebrand how you think about yourself. And I know a lot of us grew up and we kind of like get used to what other people think about us. If, you know, like your parents told you that, okay, you're lazy, you're such a lazy person, like your parents like labeled you something you're not that too, you're not enough, or you're not good enough, or like people tell around you who you are. I think this is the year that you should also rethink things about yourself, even not just from other people. Like a lot of us actually doesn't know how to affirm ourselves. Like when was the last time you faced yourself in the mirror and you told that person in the mirror that you're pretty, you're beautiful, you're handsome, like you're so good looking and you deserve to be happy? And because a lot of people come to our lives and they tell us things and they label us things and names and words that we're not good enough, that you can never achieve something, or you're just like that. I mean, you're good, but I mean, you're just there. People label us, and sometimes the painful part is we label ourselves too. We put names on ourselves that we are not. We believe things about ourselves that we are not actually that thing. Like, I feel like this year it's a good reminder to start affirming yourself. Keep affirming yourself. If you started doing it, keep affirming yourself. Keep saying positive things about yourself. And it's good to reflect on yourself a lot. And from there, you can kind of like slowly work on yourself and think about the things that you feel like you want to change, you want to improve on yourself, and, you know, remind yourself that you're beautiful, that you're smart, that you're amazing, that you're good at it, that you can do things, like you can make changes, you know, like affirm yourself how amazing you are, how great you are, and that will really change your whole year. It will really change the way you see yourself. Even sometimes I feel like I call myself like lazy. Like I just been used calling myself like I'm such a lazy person. Like I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. But I want to change that this year. I feel like, by the way, I'm a very great procrastinator. So I labeled myself as that great procrastinator person. So there are many times or many instances that I couldn't really do things because I put in my mind that I'm a procrastinator, and I just justify everything that I can't do because I'm a procrastinator. And I think it's time to change that. And I think I want to have another example too, is that when you think like, oh, I'm not really good in journaling, like I don't really like reading books or anything, I think it's time to change and try to experiment and just be able to do things that you didn't do, or you don't know what to do, or you don't like doing it. So just try to rebrand that from you. So another thing is rebrand how you show up for yourself. I like it because it's very important, like self-care. Self-care is very important. Self-love is very important. And apart from self-care, like the deeper meaning of self-love and self-care is how you showed up for yourself. And yes, when we do self-care, you can have a bubble bath every Saturday night. You can put all the mask, the face mask on your face, or you can have a lot of, spa experiences. Like you can have that. But how do you really show up for yourself? And what I mean by this is that how do you choose things for yourself? Are you choosing things good for you, or are you choosing things because that's what other people chooses, or that's because that's convenient for other people or the person you love or the person that you like? Are you choosing things because that brings you joy? Are you choosing to like going to the gym because your health is your priority, or you know, you just want to just do that? So there's a lot of things about showing up for yourself. So it's more than about self-love and self-care. It's how you choose yourself and how you actually choose things that brings you to the point of your own happiness, okay? And a lot of us people please. And I'm not exempted with that because when I was younger, I people please a lot. Like I just want to please a lot of people around me. I grew up that way, and I feel like I was able to kind of like brought that up when I was being an adult, when I was in my adulthood. And when I was in my 20s, I like just saying yes to everybody. And I feel like when I say no, I feel like I'm disappointing them. And I would feel like I'm such a disappointment because I can't say yes to them and I can't do things that they're asking me to do. But now that I'm a little older, I realize that, you know, saying no to things that will not really help you with, or things that does it really bring you joy and peace? And yeah, and you can actually just say no if you don't like it. So I think this year, apart from achieving our goals and our New Year resolution, I feel like it's good to change how you showed up for yourself. It could be a little or like a minor decision in your life to the major decision that you have to make, but choose things that brings you joy. Show up for yourself, because there's no other person or people who would work on behalf of you apart from yourself. So it's really good that this year, just, you know, like it, take it like take a measurement on yourself and say like, you know, is this thing brings me joy? Is this relationship that I have truly brings me joy? I mean, it's not just about boyfriend, girlfriends, or like any other relationship, but it's also like with your friends, with the people around you. Is this work really brings me joy and purpose? Does it make me the best version of myself? Something like that. So you can ask yourself about it. And I think when you ask those kind of questions, you kind of like lead yourself into showing up for your own good. And it's nice. It's going to be amazing because you can be available to other people if you don't actually know how to show up for yourself. Like, how can you show up for others if you don't know, or you're not available for yourself? You don't know what's good for you. I hope that makes sense though. Another thing is rebranding our habits. Okay, I'm kind of guilty about this, but it's rebranding your habits. Like, do you mindlessly like scroll your phone till midnight? Okay, sometimes I'm guilty about it. I like watching jokes, and I like watching videos that are so funny. And sometimes I will just caught myself like watching it like till like 12 midnight or like till 1 in the morning sometimes. So do we just like eat or like ingest things that we don't really mind? Or yeah, I think it's time for us to be more mindful in terms of our habits. What do we do during weekends, or what do we do during our free time? Is that thing kind of add on to your purpose, or does it bring a meaningful thing to your life? Does it add joy or happiness? You know, like I know sometimes those nonsense things sometimes brings happiness, like tiny joys or tiny happiness that we have, but it's not long lasting. I mean, I'm not saying that you don't have to do fun stuff, but I just feel like it's good to look at your habits as well. Like, what are you mindlessly like doing? Like, maybe we can shift that to better habits that could get you to like a healthier version of yourself, or can get you to not so broke kind of self. You know, like if you are mindlessly like spending money for things that you don't really need, then I think it's a good way for you this year to be mindful and be aware of what's going on. So like, who knows, it could lead you to a better financial status in your life, right? And I think with this one, I'm more guilty, apart from just, you know, mindlessly scrolling sometimes, is I have a very busy life, I would say, and I live alone, and sometimes I don't really have time to cook. I'm so guilty about it, because there are a lot of moments wherein I will just, you know, order things or eat things outside that it tastes good, yes, but I know that it's not that really healthy for me to eat and do a lot of takeaways. So I feel like I'm going to work more into this. And sometimes because I'm hungry, because I just want to eat, I'm not that mindful to consider or like think if, is this thing really healthy and good for me? I mean, you know, like those little things. And another thing, I feel that we should be rebranding ourselves, is that on how we manage our time. I think it's very important, is that we have to rebrand on how we prioritize things and how we put things in our calendar, because time is a gift. Time is gold. It is really true. And the most expensive currency in this life is time, because you can never go back. You can never, ever bring back the time that you spent, the time that you lost, you know? So how do we really spend our time? Because how we spend our time determines our priorities. So it is important to see that. I feel like, you know, little things like keeping a planner, making sure that you're productive. And it doesn't mean that you have to be always productive, because I still believe that rest, just doing nothing and having your good time rest, is productive too. Like, I don't want to exclude rest as not being productive, because it's good that we get the right rest that we have. It's okay not to do things, but I feel like it is important that we know how to manage our time. We know how to set our priorities into things. And one of the things that makes me feel like, oh, I could manage my time well, is that, you know, you give time for yourself I feel like this year it's good to have your me time. Like, I know as single people out there, like me, we will say like, okay, we have all the time in the world, but because oftentimes we do things that are mindless, like we mindlessly like do things and we just go with the flow. I feel like it's easy for us to lose that time that we have, because being single, we all have the time. And I feel like it's good to dedicate those time into self-growth, into like doing things that could improve your career, or can like leverage your career, I would say, or that can add life skills or soft skills on you. So those are the things, instead of being just like not doing anything, being so idle, like just, you know, just waiting or something. Like another example for it is that when you're waiting for someone and you're single and you're waiting for the right person, I mean, there's no right person, I would say, but if you're waiting for the person, you just kind of like just wait and do nothing. I feel like that's wrong. And rebranding your time is also, of course, like using your time wisely, using that season of your life wisely, right? And when you're waiting and you have this season and you have all this time in the world, I think it's good to be involved in a community. I feel like find your passion, find the things that makes you on fire and passionate of, you know, like helping people, like, you know, volunteer for your community, or like just be present with other people. I feel like managing your time can lead to a really like a beautiful thing, and can lead to helping people and showing up for other people as well. And yeah, I think that this couple of items that I mentioned could kind of like help us reframe our year. And I know a lot of goals, I know like we wanted to set up our vision boards, and it's good to achieve those. I love those things. I feel like it guides me throughout the year of what to take or what's going to be my priority. But it's important to be mindful of who we are as well, that we don't get lost in from all those goals that we have. And I feel like there's so much beauty, there's so much like meaning and purpose when you enjoy the process, when you enjoy the journey of achieving those goals. So those items like rebranding, like rethinking how you showed up for yourself, is really like important. Like rebranding how you think about yourself is such a vital thing to achieve your goals, because you're not just a robot achieving goals, right? We are humans, and it is important that we love the human being that is inside of us, and that we celebrate our own person. And I like sharing that to you, because I myself sometimes get caught up of my things to do, of things that I need to achieve. But you know, it's good to look at and love the person that's inside of us, and that will lead us to a better version of us while we are achieving those goals and resolutions that we have. It's good to look back and say that, okay, I achieved these goals, but it's not about the goals. It's the person that I became, or what I'm becoming while achieving this goal. So I think that's the beauty in everything, right? So I wish everyone a happy new year and a very abundant 2025. And yeah, I'm very positive this year, and I desire to be more consistent about this. And yeah, I hope that bring you or brought you more of things to consider as you kind of like set up your goals for this year. Focus on yourself, focus on the things that makes you happy, that makes or brings you joy, so that you can show up more people as a light. I think I said it right. Like, show up to people as a light, be that light, and be that magnetic, because you're prioritizing yourself and you can show up better to people. All right. I hope you get some takeaways, and I hope you love this episode. And if you do, please comment and rate this podcast, and you can reach out to me at my Instagram account. It's dermnurse.mara. And keep in touch. See you there. Drop a message. Let me know your thoughts. Bye.